Well, when it comes to advisory boards, the first 11, I guess. Although, there's probably more that could be cut, and I think our next guest would probably agree with that. He's the delegate for the 97th District. He's kind of been looking for ways to consolidate and cut some of these advisory boards, not because we pay a lot of salaries for these things, Delegate Chris Peace, but because they do cost money.
Jimmy, they certainly do, and there are a lot of other options, ways to repurpose the input from citizens. But we certainly need to look at how we can streamline, make government more efficient, eliminate where we can, eliminate those duplicative things that we see from time to time. For example, where there's a advisory board, but there's also a big board, if you will, and an interagency committee. We don't need three things. We can do it with one.
Okay. As I look at some of the ones that made it on the cutting list this time around, the Design Build Construction Management Review Board, the Migrant and Seasonal Farm Workers Board, Small Business Advisory Board. Actually, the name, that sounds kind of important, Small Business Advisory Board. What did they do?
Well, Jimmy, actually, the Small Business Advisory Board was originally contemplated. It was not part of the final 11 boards, committees, councils. It was actually kind of a complicated bill to try to get rid of 11 different entities because they're referenced in several different areas of the code. So you have to kind of take it with a fine-tooth comb.
So but all of this—that's what we find with all these things, isn't it? It's a lot easier to create something in government than it is to do away with it.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate nature of things. But you know, all this really starts with Governor McDonnell. I think he should be given a lot of credit for starting the Reform and Restructuring Commission, which took a look at all aspects of state government and made several recommendations to the General Assembly this past session. I know that he's interested in continuing to build on these 11. There are over 300 in state government, and certainly there are ways that we can make that work better. But there were a lot of other bills that were introduced out of the commission this year that have, I think, set the stage for a better government for the taxpayers. There are things such as allowing agencies to not have their own payroll officer. Each board and commission member doesn't need to get reimbursement mileage without a direct deposit. We'll have a statewide inspector general now to prevent, deter, and uncover fraud, waste, and corruption in state government. Things that happened recently with the Tobacco Commission, I think you're aware of those examples.
Mm-hmm.
But when you add up the hiring freeze and all of the measures that were put forward this session, including my bill, I've gotten estimates from the governor's office that it will save around $20 million. So when you talk about our bill that eliminates and is a good start in eliminating or consolidating different advisory boards, councils, and commissions, you know, maybe it's $1 million over five or so years, we're actually looking at a much bigger picture in terms of what took place this past session in government reform.
I know you also have a House bill involving regional cooperation. Tell me a little bit about that bill.
Yeah, you know, we're a Dillon Rule state, and not many people know what that means, but basically, you know, we're the federal government to the localities. And we often dictate things to them. We often mandate things to them. And I think in this economic time where resources are limited, we need to take a look at that and make sure that we're allowing for the flexibility that's needed in these days. I represent parts of six counties and all of New Kent. And from time to time, Hanover County provides EMS services to New Kent County. I know there's an example where King William didn't have a county attorney. Hanover wanted to provide county attorney services. Well, under the code prior to my legislation, you had to declare a state of emergency. That's not practical, and that's not necessary. So we need to allow local governments the opportunities to work with each other, to cooperate, to pool resources, and share in the provision and receipt of aid with one another. I mean, that just makes good sense.
Well, in a lot of ways, they do that on their own. Fire and police, for example, do that from time to time, especially fire departments. And I'm sure, Delegate Peace, you've seen stories from all around the country of states that don't have our Commonwealth form of government, where every little city municipality has its own fire, its own police, its own sheriff's department, its own ambulance, its own everything.
Right.
And even if it's a very small, it could be right next door to a big town that has bigger resources anyway, yet they provide their own, and the duplication of what that costs local government to run is just ridiculous. And now for a lot of these states, the bill's coming due and they can't pay it anymore.
You're exactly right. You know, we're a 400-year-old commonwealth, and you know, the provision of services at the local level and the aid that enables those services to be provided from the state are set up through channels that are relatively arbitrary. You know, our city, town, and county format has been around for hundreds of years, and we don't operate and we don't live and move in those same ways anymore. And so this is going to be the biggest nut to crack, I think, for the governor, is to look at how do we provide aid and services. And, you know, this runs the gamut from things that, you know, Delegate McClellan talked about of, you know, the composite index and funding formulas for schools, the funding formulas for roads, but even the aid to local government, which is a significant part of the general fund budget. It's just arbitrary, and really in a modern era, we need to be looking at ways to remove that duplication that you mentioned and hopefully save some money and provide better service.
Delegate, always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy.
That is Delegate Chris Peace.